Hello and welcome to the Bellingham Real Estate Podcast. I'm Paul Balzotti. I'm here with Carrie Zender. Welcome, Carrie.
Hi, Paul. Thank you.
Yes, and today we are talking about the growth of Bellingham. Mm-hmm. And so we needed to have a what we'd call a local on that is born and raised in the area. I know that you were raised just outside of Bellingham in the small, quaint town of Deming, right?
Technically welcome to be not Demingized myself, but yes. Just outside, short trip.
Yes, and so you spent your childhood and your formative years and everything basically coming into town for everything, and
Absolutely.
Then you've been here your whole life.
Yep.
So let's talk about that a little bit. So the idea of this podcast is to, for people who are moving here or considering moving here, or just are newer to the area, talking about what it used to be like, what's changed, and where things are going, and kind of the trade-offs of all of that. So growing up here, in the area, how would you depict that going back to your childhood?
It was very simple.
Okay.
I will say that, lots of greenery, no Barclay Village.
Where we are right now.
Yeah. No Cordata. I mean, North Bellingham was downtown was the corridor, and there were, Sunset was just evolving.
Yeah, the Sunset Drive.
Sunset Drive area was just evolving. And when that came in, it was like, whoa, Bellingham is growing. We have two lanes going to the freeway now. There were all these infrastructures being built and all these things that were urban growth for us. And it was scary, but.
So we're talking, I guess we have to kind of give away your age range here a little bit, because we're talking
1980s. Sure, I'm in my 40s.
Yeah,
so in the 80s, in the 80s. 90s probably 80s. When I would actually remember, but early 90s, I would
but
say.
But even in the early 90s, it's a very different city.
Oh my goodness, yeah, absolutely. Bakerview was very different to what it is now. Mm-hmm. Bakerview is like a main thoroughfare through Bellingham, and even going through that, I remember it just being all wooded, and now it's becoming more developed and urban, and there's lots of growth over there.
When was the mall built? Was that?
It was in the 90s.
The 90s, yeah.
But it's been a development too.
Yeah, and it might be a new development eventually because, it seems like that's the way.
Yeah.
I hope it goes like kind of the way Alderwood has gone where, they've kind of ended up putting apartments and condos around it and making it kind of a different experience.
I agree with you, and I think that's where it's headed.
Yeah.
Because the housing is short over on that side of town, too.
Yeah, totally. Totally. So, simpler, smaller. There was always still kind of a recreational environment, like in the culture, built into the culture, right?
Yeah, I think Bellingham's always been, I grew up Mount Baker area, so I skied and did everything outside like that. And then Bellingham is more mountain biking, water sports, geared towards that with all those amenities that we have.
Yeah, and so that's always been kind of ingrained in the culture. I would say, because I was born and raised in kind of the greater Seattle area, and, that existed, but that was one thing that was different moving up here and then having my kids grow up here, is seeing how much more, the skiing, the biking, the like kind of outdoor recreational, the kids do the like, what is it, the mountain school or something like that, where they go up to.
Oh, they have mountain biking after school?
No, that, but there's also I think when you're in sixth grade or something, they go up as a class to like, the public schools go up and do I don't know if it's an overnight or a day trip to the mountain and stuff like that. It's just a lot more. All of those activities are more just a lot more part of the culture here. And it seems like from people growing up here that that's always been the experience.
Well, and it's so close.
Yeah.
So it's relative, right? Like you can get from Mount Baker down to the water in about 2 hours. Well, that's really close.
Yeah.
To be from one thing to the other.
And I just feel like because of the skiing, because of the boating, because of the biking here, you can have kids that grow up here who, it felt like when I was growing up where I was, it was like if you were not in sports, you were kind of doing just books and music and you were more artists and those kind of things. But you could be very sporty here and not necessarily play organized sports. You know what I mean?
I didn't play sports.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I was still sporty. I participated. Yeah. I did things like that, but I golfed. I mean, golfing is also a huge culture here, I think.
That's true. There's a lot
of
golf courses.
You like to golf a lot.
I do love to golf.
I mean, I golfed in high school. I'm picking it up now, but I mean, that's another thing.
Yeah.
This area boosts with Semiahmoo. I don't know. Is that area, do you golf out there?
Semiahmoo and Loomis Trail are fabulous golf courses.
I've
and you're right. I mean, if you, again, compared to Seattle, now we don't know about compared to, let's say, other parts of the country, but in Seattle, again, very few golf courses for the populace.
Right.
And here, you're right. There's a lot of tracks for the population. Even now, for even the population growth, there's still a lot of golf courses. You're right. So let's get to that. So population growth, what have we seen?
Well, I mean, Bellingham is on the fast track. We're growing about 3% a year in population, which is a couple thousand residents. But just the urban growth that's growing, too, the sprawl of communities that we're seeing, like Barkley Village, where we're at right now. There's Cordata, which is North Bellingham, and then King Mountain area, too, which is also North Bellingham-ish.
Which is where you...
And that's where I live.
Yeah.
and it's great proximity to everything. You know, when I first moved there, I didn't love it because I was in a core neighborhood and I moved to a more urban neighborhood. So the vibe is very different. But now I love it up there. The community is great. I have great neighbors. It's safe.
And when you say you were in a core neighborhood, for people who don't know, that's basically all of the older neighborhoods near downtown.
Yes, I was closer to downtown.
Columbia.
Yeah, I was in Columbia.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was great, and I loved it, but it just didn't suit my lifestyle at that time.
At the time now?
Well, at that time, it was like 900 square foot home that I was living in, and I needed some more space, so that was where I landed, was up in King Mountain, and I didn't think I would be there this long, but 6 years later, I'm still there.
Yeah, and now that area is starting to grow, but before we get into that, population growth... I thought you had a number. Where are we at right now as far as the city of Bellingham?
It's just over 100,000. They're predicting that we'll be really over 100,000 by this year, actually.
We're considered a large city now, like small, medium, large. We're now in the large city category for Washington State. And then I think you were telling me that it's the fastest growing in that category.
Yeah. But two, they're predicting it might be bigger than Everett.
Wow.
Which I don't foresee, but with the growth that I've seen in just like the, I'd say 30 years that I can generally remember.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, I mean, Everett Boeing is kind of the, there's the jobs there and then there's the proximity to Seattle. But as far as like a lifestyle choice, when you now could work from home more and you have all these jobs where people are working from home. You know, if you lived in Everett now, I mean, just driving through Everett, there's about 6 hours of the day.
Uh-huh, yeah.
3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the late afternoon. I don't want to be anywhere near Everett.
Well, I think you and I both know that in this market, we're seeing more people that are purchasing up here from other places.
Totally.
They're not locals. They're coming from Seattle. They're coming from California, Colorado. And they're purchasing up here because they work from home.
Right. And
that's
changing. And I think it's changing the population dynamic, too, because before you have the university, so you have that. Then you have always had, you had a kind of originally like a logging community and all of that. But then it turns into you have the university, you have the hospital.
Expanding the hospital too.
Yeah, yeah.
So there is exponential growth happening.
Yeah, but you had kind of a limited number of kind of business sectors. So you still had this young college population and then this older, more retirement population. And the families that are more affluent even because they have income coming in from other areas is a bigger part of the growth for sure now than it was pre-pandemic.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my daughter goes to school on the South Side and that testament is true. All the families that I've met, they're not necessarily from here.
Yeah, or even working here.
That's right. And so... it's just an interesting growth rate, really, in population and density of what we're...
Yeah, and I remember I did about a year after I started, so I've been 21 years in real estate, and I specifically remember doing a YouTube video 20 years ago, or it was 19 years ago, something like that, and I remember the population. I know, I had really spiky hair.
Yes, yes. And, I think I knew you then, too.
Yeah, you did. You did. And I had... those. I need to actually make sure that's deleted off of what I do. But in that video, I think in the population was around 80,000.
Wow.
And that was, let's say, 18, yeah. 19 years ago. And so if we're approaching right around getting uh-huh. near 100,000, you're right, it's right 2,000 a yeah. year, just like that.
Boom, we're going to surpass 100 this year.
Yeah. That's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people.
Yeah.
The resources are growing, like mm-hmm. we talked about. We're getting more stores. I know North Bellingham, there's a second Trader Joe's going in, which is
that.
Huge.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell the growth is happening when we have two Trader Joe's, right?
Yes. Yes. Well, I mean, I think they need two parking lots for each one of those.
Well, I think the location choices that they yes. put them in is sometimes questionable. But yeah. anyways.
Well, so let's make sure we outlined it. So you mentioned, the areas that have really took off and grown over this last 20, 30 years, you mentioned Barkley Village. Yep. This was just woods, right?
Yeah, completely yeah. wooded. And same with Barkley Hill, where all mm-hmm. the residences are. I remember I was showing a home up there like a couple weeks ago, driving up there, and I don't go up there very often because I don't have associations other than showing homes up there. Mm-hmm. But thinking when they put that neighborhood in the 2000s, probably 1999, 1988, probably.
That's when the majority of the growth was.
Yeah.
Was, yeah.
I thought to myself, who in the world is going to buy a house up here? So bizarre to me. Right? Like,
yeah.
But then look at it now. The views are amazing.
And it's very established.
Community is great.
Yeah.
It's so established. You get wildlife. It's close to the water. It's close to groceries. I mean, it's a beautiful location and very desirable now. But yeah, originally this was nothing.
Yeah. And I mean, one thing I think that I can publicly say, because I think Barkley Village has been very public about it, and definitely very public to me as somebody who leases in here, is where we are right now, our office will move in Barkley Village because this street that we're on, that's already added more restaurants and retail, they want it to be completely restaurants, retail, and they want to put more housing.
Right.
This is going to go up and be apartments, condos. And so it's already, Barkley Village is already a thriving urban village with its own community events. It has yeah. its own farmers market now. It has its
right.
own, you know, all sorts of different summer events that go on. Obviously, you have the trail system that's awesome through here.
Yeah.
But they are going to be growing it a lot more. It's going out towards Sunset, more housing, more apartments, more condos, and residential single family. And they definitely want to bring in more restaurants, more retail. And this street right here, just nothing but that. And so to give it more of that, you know, U Village, mm-hmm. you know, Redmond Town
Which
Center kind
need.
Of vibe. Yeah.
You know, I think the problem that I've always problem, it's not a problem, but the thing that's lacking maybe in Bellingham is just that more places to shop and things like a U Village would be perfect for
yeah.
here. And I do think it would be very well received.
Yeah. I kind of like my wife having to drive like an hour and
right.
a half to go to Nordstrom's.
We've talked about that before.
Yeah, sorry, but no, I get you.
I wouldn't. I get where you're coming from, but I mean, I would love it. So hopefully that will happen. But I know King Mountain, where I live, that's what their goal was to make a Barkley Village
mm-hmm.
up there. I don't know. I mean, obviously, Barkley took a really long time to get established, rightfully mm-hmm. so, with the growth and everything. But I don't know what King Mountain will look like, say, in 20 years. Maybe it will be a next Barkley Village because they're building a school.
Yeah.
The 15th school in Bellingham is going there. So they're going to divide the lines again, which is great because we need another school over there.
Yeah.
And then they're also putting a huge park over there. So, I mean, and the views are
incredible. And, well, and the way it's going to connect with Meridian,
yep.
The amenities will just start flowing together. And so what it'll feel like, this kind of King Mountain neighborhood that's then flowing into kind of this Meridian area.
Cordata, Meridian,
yeah. But that it'll be kind of like you're on Meridian. You go on the right side is that King Mountain neighborhood, which will be growing a ton. And then on the west is Cordata, which has developed a ton.
Yeah, I think Cordata is surprising.
Yeah.
For
somebody who grew up here. Yeah, exactly.
Well, and Cordata too was similar to Barkley. Like, who's going to live over there? It seems so far away from downtown. But I'd say Bellingham, everywhere you go, it takes about 15 minutes, no matter where you are.
Right.
To get across town. So it's all relative and it's quick.
Mm-hmm. And Cordata, what's kind of similar to Barkley, you know, you're right. 10, 15 years ago, you had houses and you had apartments over there and some, there's a lot of 55 plus communities. Yeah. And but before it was like, okay, it's close to the mall, it's close to the Meridian shopping plazas, which if you don't know Bellingham very well, the Meridian area and the mall, it's kind of where all the box stores are. Yeah. So it's not as necessarily as appealing. It's great, but it's not as appealing to some people as maybe like the downtown and the Fairhaven
yeah.
restaurants and shops. But as Corridor has grown now, it has its own park. The trail system has expanded.
A beautiful park, too. Yeah. I mean, that park is, it's and they're expanding fabulous. That park, too, now.
Yeah, and then you have
to that still.
And then you have the food co-op. You have a new brewery up there.
Yeah.
And you, so now
speaking
all of a sudden,
of the breweries.
Oh, yeah.
You like beer.
I do.
I don't drink beer, so I used to. But yeah, I mean, that's a huge growth in our county too. I mean, I remember Boundary Bay being one of the only ones and I would frequent there. And then all of a sudden there's all these little micros popping up every which way. And
yeah,
it's a huge culture amongst the population and mountain biking community too.
Well, yeah. And so we mentioned golf earlier. Mm-hmm. Breweries, I think we're maybe over 15 breweries, which is fabulous.
It's a lot for our little town.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not, I mean, yeah, with even with 100,000 people.
I mean, little.
Yeah. But even with 100,000 people, I think that 15 plus breweries, give or take, is still plentiful. So it's definitely.
I agree with
that. And it's kind of a, even if you're not a big beer drinking person, it's definitely a gathering social place where I think they all do so well because locals here definitely just utilize it as kind of a hangout area for whether it's if you're into a certain sport or whether just even taking people
live
bring their
music,
kids and their dogs and
outside space. I mean, they do events there for the community too. They do a lot for our community, the breweries too.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you mentioned the biking culture.
Mm-hmm.
Galworth Mountain wasn't always there. I mean, it was there. What?
So I guess it's always been there. but
it wasn't Galworth Mountain as we know it today.
Designated, right.
Yes.
Designated
mountain,
biking mountain. And it's so sought after. So many people come here just to even visit to mountain bike there, let alone move here to mountain bike there.
And mountain biking was a thing when you were growing up. But before that, the trails and the parks were fully owned and established by the city and everything like that. It wasn't the same, right? No.
I don't think it was even on the radar when I was growing up here. It's probably been in, I don't know how many years that it's been really prolific here.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
But it has taken over. I mean, that is a main attraction here.
No doubt about it. And, you know, 20 years ago even, we didn't really have a lot of people moving here for mountain biking. And now that's definitely, we get mountain biking enthusiasts from all over the country and even world who move here just to be near that mountain.
Well, and Mount Baker, I feel like that's maybe a similar demographic.
Mm-hmm.
That you have like the snowboarders, skiers, and then in the summer, they're mountain biking. So, and using the water and paddle boarding. And I mean, it's a very friendly city for activities.
Well, and I think with Mount Baker, because the mountains in Seattle generally don't get as much snow.
Right.
They're a lot more expensive. They're a lot more crowded. So Mount Baker is this kind of epic mountain because it's not like, oh, we have a mountain here. It's like we have the mountain. Like we have the mountain that gets the most snow that's still, you know, not run. It's still privately run. It's not run by most other ski resorts are run by giant corporations that, you know, make it quite expensive. And so I think, I don't know what a season's pass is now, but I think it's still under $1,000.
Probably approaching that.
Yeah.
I know it's gotten expensive.
Expensive, but I'm saying in
relativity, probably not. And it's so close.
Yeah. And then the last thing I wanted to touch on is, so we're talking about the areas that have grown a lot. Infill. So, I mean, ADUs, that's the next. I mean, I think the growth will continue in Barkley, King Mountain, Cordata. It's grown, obviously, going out into the Baker area as well. But going back in with the ADU laws.
Yeah, so Bellingham is really wanting more housing. I mean, we have a lack of housing due to all the population growth, right? And with that, they're now allowing 2 ADUs per lot. And generally, I mean, in HOAs, not so much, but like more established older neighborhoods, like those core neighborhoods that we were speaking of, they generally have bigger lots. And so they can accommodate more housing on that lot.
Yeah. And you mentioned to me that earlier that there, when you went down there last, didn't they tell you that, I mean, the permits right now are...
Oh, they said they have so many permits for ADUs, which is great.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the other thing people, when I was looking at the statistics on the Bellingham website, more people own here than rent, which I found really interesting because I thought it would be the reverse.
Mm.
Kind of knowing the market and knowing how hard it is to find housing sometimes here.
Yeah.
Because we are in a shortage right now for that, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so more rentals will be great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because that's what's going to happen with most people are going to, I mean, of course, you might have a family member or a mother-in-law that moves into a ADU, but a lot of homeowners are going to be building these ADUs for an income source to subsidize
to
make it more their housing more affordable.
Completely. I mean, I would do that if I had the room to make it more affordable. It just makes more sense.
When this law passed in Washington State, a key point that I should cover is that it passed for Washington State, this ADU law. The city of Bellingham decided to just move forward with it. Almost every one of the restrictions that were going to be lifted, they've been just kind of moving forward with, agreeing to the state law that's going into place next year, which is allowing some of this development to start now.
Yeah.
There are some cities, I know in Anacortes, the city is just starting now to potentially pivot towards trying to create some more restrictions. So, but Bellingham's leaning in to this new state ADU law. And we didn't know how many people were going to, you know, because it's still expensive to build. It's still like for the hookup, hookup utilities, the permits. We didn't know how popular it would be, but it sounds like it is absolutely taking off, and it will change the kind of the dynamic and the of some of these neighborhoods.
Yeah. In a good way, though.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a 50-50. People will like it and people won't like it, but that's how everything is, right?
Right. Growth but comes with
change.
Exactly. And nobody wants it in their backyard, you know, and everybody wants everything the growth to happen somewhere else. But if you want affordable housing, you need the infill.
You need that, and the dense housing is affordable housing.
Yeah. And I would say affordable housing to the degree that to help with affordable housing, Bellingham's going to remain a relatively expensive place to live, but at least it helps. So I think that we covered a lot about Bellingham growth. I feel like we could talk about it all day.
It's a fun topic.
It is a fun topic, but we're grateful to live in this beautiful city.
Yeah.
And if you are looking to move to Bellingham and you want help from somebody who was born and raised in the area, reach out to Carrie. And thank you for joining me today, Carrie. And thank you for watching and listening, you guys.